in a bird vibration. She's giving me the excitations. I'm back in a bird vibration. She's giving me the excitations. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to The Power of Intuition here live every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com. And I am your host, Reverend Betsy Cohen, psychic medium and inspirational speaker. So today we've got a really great topic. We're talking about stop, drop, and roll, and we're not talking about getting shot at or being on fire. We're talking about one of the easiest, most imperative steps to becoming psychic, to tuning into your intuitive ability. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking all about that. And dare I say, this is the only way to get in touch with your intuition. So you really want to pay attention to this radio show. This show, like I said, airs live every Monday at 11 a.m. I find that this is the best way for me to start off my week. It is one of the most pleasurable things I do in my life, and if you find it pleasurable, please share it. If you're listening now and you find it helpful, or you're listening on the archives, share it with your friends. This is a free resource. You can call in to get free readings. You can email a question. We have people all over the world listening today. I'd like to shout out to Colombia, Brazil, and Argentina. Unfortunately, I am not well versed in your language. I do not speak Spanish. However, if you still wanted to ask me a question in Colombia, Brazil, or Argentina, feel free to go on Facebook, facebook.com/New York City Psychic. And what I do is over the break, I check the Facebook page and see if there's any questions. If you're unsure about your English, that's completely okay. Just search for Babblefish on Google or whatever that is, get it translated and post it on Facebook. The reality is that I am intuitive and I do have lots of friends who English is not their primary language. So please don't worry about your ability to speak English. If you want to reach out, I encourage you to reach out. Now, it doesn't matter where you are, because you can still go on Facebook and you can like my page. You can put a question up there for me to answer live on air. There are two other ways you can reach out. You can go to Twitter, and my Twitter is at Reverend Betsy. You can tweet a question to me, and you can always call in no matter where you are. So the number to call in is 877-480-4120. That's 877-480-4120. On this show, we like to build community, and I like to help support my clients and listeners in how to tune into their own intuition. So what we do is when you call in and you ask a question, I do give you the answer to your question, what I get intuitively, but I also do a little bit of assisting you to tune into your own intuition, to empower you so that when you don't have a psychic to ask, you can get your own answers, improving the quality of your life. So, as I said, we've got a really exciting show today, and a lot of the show is going to be letting you know how much of a superhuman I am not. What happens a lot of times is people think, oh, she's a psychic medium, she's all-knowing, that's wrong. She's a psychic medium, she never makes mistakes, that's wrong. She's a psychic medium, she can always tell her own future, and she always listens to her intuition, that's wrong. So I do like to share the mistakes that I've made, hopefully allowing you to learn from it as well. I had an older brother and an older sister growing up. I still do. My sister's 9 years older and my brother is 6 years older. And growing up, when I was in middle school and he was in high school, I got to see all the mistakes that he made. And I learned from them. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that mistake. I'm going to let him learn from that. And then when I come up upon it, I'm just going to handle it a different way. And so he really helped me in that aspect. And that's what I aim for this show. You know, unless you're getting a reading, very few times will I tell you what you should do. It's more of a what you could do or more of a what I've done. And so then you can sort of tailor it to your own life. So we always start off the show with announcements. And the very first announcements I'd like to make is go to my website. My website's all spelled out, NewYorkCityPsychic.com. Go to the blog section and you will see the latest bit of news. While I was down at South by Southwest, Texas, if you've been listening to the show, you know that I went down to a music festival back in March and I teamed up with Vice Magazine. Vice Magazine's music portion of the magazine is called Noisy. And so Noisy / Vice Magazine hooked me up with some musicians, taped me giving psychic medium readings to the musicians, and now they are putting those videos out on their website. So, the first video is out, Andrew W.K. Now, Andrew W.K. is a very interesting character. He is a party rocker headbanger, and he, in addition to that, is a motivational speaker. And so he actually, you know, we're sort of running parallel in some weird world because I'm also a musician. For those of you who don't know, I do have a CD of ukulele music and original tunes that I wrote myself, that I recorded myself. It's a bunch of years old now, but I have music and artistic background. So musician turned psychic and, you know, inspirational speaker. And so I gave him a reading. It was about a 45-minute reading, and Noisy condensed it down to 3. So you can find that on my website. It's all spelled out, NewYorkCityPsychic.com, and you go to the blog, and it says, I gave Andrew W.K. a psychic reading. This video is hilarious. There's no other way to say it. I'm really floored, pleasantly surprised that they were able to edit it to a point where it's very funny but also full of respect. That's such an interesting line that they were actually able to walk. And so if you tune in, you'll get to see me making some funny faces. We talk about some interesting topics. Even the topic of psychic attack does come up. And so you got to go and watch it. If you like it, share it with your friends. The reality is that in the world of magazines and online things, you know, the more hits you get, the more likely you're going to be continuing with that. So if you like it, share it with your friends, and maybe I can do some more readings for musicians. We do have the seance to talk about, and we're going to go to break in a few minutes, so I'm going to save that for when we get back from the break. So before we go to the break, let's talk about what you can call in for. You can call in for a free reading. You can call in with a question. Do you have a question about your love life, money, health, whatever it is, moving? Call in and ask me. Please don't wait until the last minute, because then I'll have to ask you to call back the next week. But give us a call, 877-480-4120. Over the break, I'll be checking Twitter, so you can tweet at me at Reverend Betsy, and you can also go on Facebook, facebook.com/New York City Psychic, and you can say, hey Betsy, I want to hear from so-and-so loved one on the other side. What is it that they have to say to me? Or, hey Betsy, I have a move coming up, or I have to go to school. Which school should I go to? All of those questions are completely valid, or you could even just ask about tuning into your own intuition. I always encourage my past clients to call in with follow-up questions, because here's the thing, if you come and see me for a private reading, and if you want to, you can find out that information through my website, NewYorkCityPsychic.com. When you come into me for a reading, whether it be phone reading or in person, you're actually not allowed to come back to me within 3 to 6 months, preferably 6 to 12 months. So for about 3 months to 6 months, you're on your own, and it's okay. You don't have to be scared, because I have given you all the tools that you need to run your life in a happy, efficient, healthy way. And so although you can't come back for a private reading, you can ask a question on the radio. So it's really nice to be able to provide that resource. And again, if you have a friend who wants to ask a psychic question for free, give them this number. Give them the link to the radio show. Have them listen to the past shows on the archives. Let them get a feel for what it is that I do, and then have them call in. Who doesn't want a free reading? So when we get back from the break, we will continue our conversation. We'll be talking about the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance happening every Thursday at 7 p.m. And we will also be getting into our topic about stopping, dropping, and rolling with what your gut says, the only way to tune into your intuition.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to The Power of Intuition. I am your host, Reverend Betsy Cohen, psychic medium and inspirational speaker. You know, I just love the power of technology these days because over the break, you know, I'm checking Facebook, I'm checking Twitter, this kind of stuff. I check my email and I just got really good news in the email and it's an announcement for the radio. So I just got word that on Monday, May 7th, we will have a guest call in the show by the name of Colette Baron-Reed. Colette Baron-Reed is one of the most world-famous psychic mediums out there. She got her start by traveling with Sylvia Brown. And for those of you who don't know Sylvia Brown, just type that in your Google because you're listening on the radio anyhow. And check out her. And she is world-famous. Colette Baron-Reed got her start there. And as far as being introduced to the public. And she has her own Hay House show. Her book out is called The Map, which is really, really good information on how to really tune into your life's purpose and how to listen, how to quiet the chatter in your mind, how to figure out where your spirit is speaking from, that kind of stuff. She, you know, she's the type that is so popular, she has her own cruises. So she and a younger psychic, Dougal, and another psychic who Carmen, They all get together and have a cruise where people learn to tune into their intuitive abilities and get free readings. So I'm so excited to have her on the show to interview her. She also got into her psychic abilities by having a dark night of the soul. I think that's kind of a common theme, actually. So that's really interesting. And before we start talking about the seance and into the meat and potatoes of our topic, we do have a caller on the line. So I'm going to bring Julia on the show. Julia, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. And yourself?
Very good. I'm always happy to be here on a Monday. So how can I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could give me some information about my professional life for like the next 3 or 4 years. I'm very curious about where my path will lead me.
Okay, well, you know what? You were clear all the way up until you asked the question. So perhaps you can speak louder into the phone and repeat your question.
Yeah, for the next 3 to 4 years, where do you see my professional life going?
Oh, okay. Great. I gotcha. 3 to 4 years, professional life going. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what's really interesting is I'm glad you put that 3 to 4 time span in there. I don't usually sort of put things in that when I'm doing readings, but for you, it's very important. I feel like you're very concerned about paving a very solid future. And what's interesting about that is you will start to gain a perspective in the next year and a half of, let me see if I can explain this well. So somebody in their 20s and 30s may be nervous about fitting in, maybe trying to figure out where their life's purpose is, be embarrassed about smaller things. Then you get somebody 50, 60, 70, 80. And when you get up to 80, you ask an older woman, you know, what is it that you're worried about? And they're just like, I just don't care. I'm just me. And I learned that I am fine and all this kind of stuff. So it's as you get older, you realize that the only person that you primarily are supposed to please first is yourself. The reason why this is coming up for you is because once you start to get into that energy and you start to see what it is that makes you feel good about your profession, rather than what it is that you think other people want you to do, you're going to find a completely different level of success. In addition to that, I just feel like naturally, you're going to start to be able to figure out that, hey, when I go down this line and I work on this topic, it makes me feel good, my light shines brighter, and I actually get noticed for it. So as far as your professional life over the next 3 to 4 years, I do feel as though in the next year, year and a half, you're going to be sort of figuring that stuff out. You know, now what's interesting is when I do read for people, oftentimes I hear their ego speaking. And if you've listened to the show before, you know, everyone has an epic battle between their ego and intuition, even myself. So I kind of hear your ego saying, but I already know what it is I want to do. And so to a certain extent, that's true. But there are definitely specializations and different aspects about the job that you like versus aspects of the job that you don't like. So I feel like in the next year and a half, you're going to be playing with this idea. You're going to be jumping through hoops to try to make people see that you are a hard worker and that you do want to move up, because those things are both true. And then you'll start to realize that when you fall into the tasks that you're good at and that you like to do, even if they're challenging, because I do see that you like to continually learn as well, that's when you're in the groove. You know, borrowing from Cesar Millan, he says, abundance is just a result of you being passionate about what you do, about you enjoying what it is you do. So then once you get into that process of, I know what it is I enjoy, rather than trying to figure out what people want from me, your career is really going to fly. And in about a year and a half to 2 years' time, I do see you switching into what I see as a family. Now, it's not really a family, but it's into a company of people in which you really get along with them. Now, as far as getting along with them is concerned, they are very much like a family. So, you know, sometimes you may not get along with the brother or the sister or something like that, but ultimately you all have a common goal in mind. You ultimately do like each other and you do enjoy growing with each other. Okay?
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, And I would really recommend listening to the rest of the show and or the other shows that are coming up, because that will really help you in a lot of different areas. It will give you just little pinches of how to really tune into what it is that you really want, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you, Betsy.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, so we've got Al on line two. Welcome to the show, Al.
Okay, and I have a question.
Sure, what is it?
I have a right to, you know, do anything with her, legal right, but she's very sick, and then I don't know what I can do with her.
Who is it? What's the first name of the person you're talking about?
Catherine Kaminsky. Catherine.
I'm sorry. Oh, Kathleen. Okay. So your question is, I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
Oh. Hi, Betsy. This is my friend, Al, and he had a question. It's Tamar.
Oh, hey, Tamar.
He has his friend. He has legal medical rights over her, and she's very, very ill, and she doesn't want to go to the hospital, and he's very concerned about her. So he was wondering, what's the best way he should go about caring for his dear friend? She doesn't want to go to the hospital, and she's very, very sick. So he was wondering.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying
that. How should he go about it?
Okay, I got it. Thanks, Tamar. That's great. Okay, so Al, what I would say is, the first thing that you need to know is that this is a journey for you as well. As much as your friend is suffering, it's really difficult for us to see our loved ones suffer, but there's a lesson in it for us as well. Now, you do want to turn the tides a little bit. You want to see that if you were in that position, you might have different decisions. However, you would want your decisions to be respected. And I think that's why you haven't brought her to the doctors, because you do respect her wishes, although it's really difficult. So here's what I would say for you. Number one is you want to be continually offering her help. And, you know, is it possible to put your feelers out there, ask every single person that you know if there's any sort of doctor or healer that will come to her? And if she's really sick, what I would say is, you know, ask for her permission first to bring someone into the house. If she says no, if you bring some sort of healer in that will not directly work with her just to say hi, that might actually have a positive influence as well. But the main thing is that, although she's suffering, you're suffering as well. So I would say the only thing that you have control over is your thoughts, your feelings. And so would you, if your wishes were not being respected and somebody was trying to get you to do something that you didn't want to do, wouldn't that contribute to your suffering? So I'm not blaming you for her suffering. I'm just saying that I would really like you to take a look at what energy you're contributing to the situation. Is this a case where you are to surrender to her wishes and make her as comfortable as possible, even though she's really sick? So, you know, that's the beauty of your relationship with her, is that you are respecting it. And, you know, if it is the end of life care that she's wishing in the home, perhaps that's what you provide for her. So there's three things. One is to check your own energy. If the tides were turned, what kind of energy would you want your caretaker to have towards you? Would you want your caretaker to pressure you into something you didn't want to do? Or would you rather them respect your wishes, which ultimately you're doing? So you're going to continue to respect her wishes. You're going to check your energy. And if there's any way you can get any sort of doctor or healer in to see her with her permission, that's what I would say. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. And I wish you lots of luck. And I'm sending a lot of light your way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I did want to thank Tamar for helping us with that call. Thanks a lot, Tamar. And we're going to break. When we get back, we'll talk about Stop, Drop, and Roll.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
And welcome back to The Power of Intuition. I am your host, Reverend Betsy Cohen, psychic medium and inspirational speaker. We do have a lot of people calling in. So before we get to the callers, I would like to talk a little bit about the stop, drop, and roll, just to make sure we get the topic in there. So stop, drop, and roll does not refer to when you're on fire in this situation. But it refers to the practice of tuning into your intuition. What I like to say is, each and every one of us had to be taught how to cross the street. And, you know, if you're a little kid and you're learning how to cross the street and you're holding someone's hand and someone does not bring your attention to look both ways, you're going to blindly cross the street holding that person's hand. Sometimes we do that and we just hope that the person holding our hand is guiding us in the right way. And so that's really relying on someone else being able to pay attention. And then, of course, we learn how to cross the street, and then we go to England. So in England, they drive on the opposite side of the street. And in England, especially around the airports, if you look on the ground, they have signs reteaching all of the people how to cross the street. Because if you look both ways in the way that you're used to in America, then you do it the wrong way in England, you could very well get hurt. So stop, drop, and roll refers to stop what you're doing, drop into your gut, which is where intuition lies, and roll with what your gut says. So if your gut feels relaxed, that's the green light. Go for it. If your gut feels anything but good and relaxed, although, you know, sometimes happy butterflies can be okay, but if your gut feels anything less than good, that's the either yellow or red light. And in my life, when I say if something is not a complete go, it's a no. So if you're really on the fence about it, your intuition tells you right away if something's good for you. You don't have to marinate on the decision. I'm not saying you should always make quick decisions, but that's a really good way to take a look at things. So we have more callers on the line, and we're going to go to Lincoln on line one. Welcome.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, you?
Good, good. How can I help you?
I was just wondering the same question. Where do you specifically see me in about 10 years, career-wise?
10 years career-wise. Okay. Well, I'll be honest. When psychic mediums look into the future, the more immediate future is much more clear. Because what happens is you have free will and so does everybody else. And so when you look 10 years into the future, what happens is you're basing that on your current energy. Now, I'm going to ask you something. Do you believe that in 10 years your energy will change?
Maybe. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I haven't changed it in a long time.
Okay. So that says a lot that your energy tends to be consistent, which is good. So I'm going to answer your question for you, but since we're doing stop, drop, and roll here on the radio, if you were to stop what you're doing right now, you were to drop into your gut, and you were to say, in 10 years from now, where will I be career-wise, how does your gut feel?
It feels like I know what I'm meant to do.
Yeah. See, that's the feeling that I got as well, which is really good. And I want to just illustrate, you know, to reiterate to people listening and to yourself as well, you didn't say my gut is in knots. You didn't say it feels bad. It was my gut knows what to do and that I will accomplish everything that I want. So I want you to know that what I feel ultimately in 10 years' time is you're going to be moving on to the next already. You're going to, like, basically conquer the world as far as, you know, worldwide business goes, and you're going to be on to the next. I do feel as though in about 6 or 7 years from now, you'll really have accomplished everything you wanted in your current field, and you'll be looking for more. But not to conquer more, not to get more money, not to spread out more, but looking to assist more, looking to improve the quality of people's lives more. So I think in about 6 or 7 years, you know, there's something, and this is not a bad thing, but there's something about you that wants to prove yourself. And I don't necessarily feel like it's proved to your family, to your friends, or whatever. It's proved to you is what I ultimately feel like. It's kind of like a contract between you and your spirit, which is a good thing because it keeps you driven. And so it's like you want to do this in this kind of field first. And so then you can sort of move to sometimes what people call wooey wooey stuff, like what I do. So I do see you being very successful, and in about 6 or 7 years from now, you will use your status, your knowledge, your experience to be able to assist others in a more healing way. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Betsy.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thanks, and yep. You as well.
Okay.
Bye.
We're going to go straight to Tamar online too. Tamar.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi. So I wanted to thank you for that, for help with Al earlier. That was very helpful.
Sure, you're welcome. This is my favorite show. It should be 2 hours long. It goes by so fast.
It does go. Well,
but
thank you.
I had a question about spirit guides. Now, in my reading with you, I know the name of two of them, Priscilla and Zolar, and I don't want the other three to feel left out. So I was wondering if you knew their names, and also why do some people have more spirit guides than others?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, so the thing about spirit guides in general is they're kind of like angels. They're different than angels, but the more that you rely on them, the more that they want to help you. So everyone has spirit guides, everyone has angels, but if you're not in contact with them, they're only there to sometimes save your life in life-threatening situations and sometimes not. So the reason why sometimes not is because we're all going to die sometimes. So your spirit guides can't save you every single time. But, you know, if you're about to get hit by a car and you sort of feel pushed away out of the way with a big, big gust of wind or something, that's your spirit guide or angel. Why do some people have more? Well, it depends on what you're involved in. It depends on, you know, if I'm about to start writing a book, I might ask for divine assistance and I might get a new guide assigned to me just for writing. And so a lot of times they will be specialized. So it depends on what specializations you're into. And so, you know, also sometimes people have stronger relationships with sort of primary guides, and there's like a go-to guide for everything, so therefore you'd have less guides that way. It wouldn't be so spread out. As far as your guides are concerned, Tamar, I'll have to say, you know, I do remember I have like what's called psychic amnesia, which means I don't remember what goes on in readings, but I have sort of a feeling that you're pulling one over on me, Tamar, because I think I did say the others wanted you to get in touch and get with the names. Do you remember that?
I can guess their name. I know Priscilla and Zola.
Okay.
Trying to figure out the other three names.
Yeah. So this is an instance where you would want to stop, drop, and roll. This is where you would want to stop what you're doing, drop into your gut, feel your gut, and then trust your gut with whatever name you're coming up with. This is something that, you know, there's a reason why I, you know, transcended my psychic amnesia for this one. Because I got the information again that Tamar should be using her intuition. You know, you don't need the training wheels anymore. So to say, take that stop, drop, and roll, have a pen and paper there so you can write down whatever it is that comes to your mind. And, you know, next time you see me, I'd love to hear their names.
Okay, I'm going to take a couple minutes quietly at home and meditate, and, you know, and calm my spirit down and see what happens.
That sounds perfect.
I can try that.
I love your energy with this, Tamar. It feels really, really good. I feel like you're going to be really successful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you so, so much.
Well, thanks for being my number one fan.
I am.
All right, you take care.
See you soon. Okay, bye.
So I did actually want to talk about the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance. This past Thursday, we, of course, had the seance as usual, and we had a lot of new people, and we had one returning regular. And I got some feedback afterwards that one woman in particular wrote me an email, and she said, you know, thank you so much for what you facilitated. The environment was really great. She said it was so great to hear from my grandfather, to know that he's still around because we had a strained relationship. But she said what assisted her the most was being in an environment where people didn't look at her like she had 10 heads when she said she has precognitive dreams. And I find that a lot of people coming into the weekly Williamsburg Spirit Seance environment feel the same way. They have unexplained events happen to them. And if they ever bravely choose to share it with people, people look at them like they're crazy. And in this environment, it's completely normal. So the way that that came out was I was talking about your five and arguably six sense in which your intuition can work. So someone who creates perfumes for a living has a very attuned nose, a very sensitive nose. And, you know, I would bet the farm on that this person would be getting psychic impressions through their nose if they were able to get psychic impressions, if they were to pay attention. Everybody is able. It's just a matter of practice. A musician might very well hear the sound. So we had a discussion about that. We're going to finish up that discussion. Oh, okay. We have a few minutes. So, okay, good. Thanks. So we went around the room and talked about someone's primary sense. If you felt that you had a one sense that was above all of the rest, that was more tuned, what would it be? And we got some really interesting answers. We got a lot of empaths, so people who can feel other people's emotions. We got people who are very heart-centered, who feel things in their heart. And we got a woman who has precognitive dreams. And, you know, I didn't bat an eyelash. I have precognitive dreams. That's actually one of the things that got me into this profession as well, is realizing that my dreams do tell the future, sometimes in exact ways. So, you know, it's a place where you will be accepted, basically. There's healing, there is a very safe environment, and you can come with your experiences that you've had that are unexplained, and they will be explained. Not only will they be explained, but then we went around the room and said, okay, how will this manifest, and how can you exercise that next time it happens? So each person got a little bit of specific individualized advice on how to tune into their own intuition based on what they've already experienced. Now we're going to go to the break. I'm going to check the Facebook and Twitter, but the number to call in is 877-480-4120. When we get back, we'll talk more about Stop, Drop, and Roll.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
Hi, this is Nancy Tatro from Speak Spin Radio. Speak Spin Radio is an exploration of the world of communication, how it happens, and how to make it better. Because the quality of your communication has a direct impact on the quality of your life. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. on TalkingAlternative.com, where I'll be interviewing experts from business, academia, the arts, and new thought. Join me Mondays at 2 p.m. and get all your communications questions answered on Speak Spin Radio.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to The Power of Intuition. Today we are talking about the only way to tune into your intuition. And we've come up with the phrase stop, drop, and roll to help you remember. And that really means to stop whatever it is you're doing, drop into your gut. Yes, literally into your gut. And feel what your gut is doing. Does it have indigestion? Does it feel tight? Do you have nervous butterflies? Do you have happy butterflies? Is it just feeling really tight? Is it feeling loose and relaxed? All of those are indicators of how you should make your decision. And literally, you can consider a stoplight inside of your gut, green and red. You know, green, the go-ahead, is when you feel good, when you feel relaxed. The caller on the line said when she stopped, dropped, and rolled into her gut, it felt as though her gut knew everything that she needed to do. That's what she said. That's not what I said. That's such a good indicator that she does know exactly what she should do and that she doesn't need to rely on me. So we were talking about the only reason why this is the only way to tune in is because you need to stop. You need to drop. And you need to roll with it. You know, it's a practice. We were talking about that analogy of crossing the street. And I was thinking about animals crossing the street and how they don't look both ways. They sort of just dart across. And how they've never been taught to look both ways. I'm sure really smart animals you could actually teach, like a toddler, to stop and look both ways before they crossed. But if we don't tune into our own intuition, we're basically darting across the street without looking every single time, and or holding on to someone's hand that we feel is more intelligent or more aware than us, and just hoping that they do it themselves and that we both don't get hit. Because we've all seen, unfortunately, we've all seen adults holding little children's hands. They're distracted. They don't look. And both of them almost get hit by a car. And so you can't always rely on someone else. I think one of the things that happens to us most often, and I'm about to share a story of this happening to me, is we think that we don't have all the information. We think, oh, there must be something I'm missing. Oh, well, let me just try because this person probably knows more than I do, or I don't have all the information. Yesterday, I got really frustrated. It was raining really hard in New York, and Brian said, go pick up half of an organic chicken for dinner. And I was like, okay. And so I took his car and I went to Greenpoint, and he said, they have it at a place, in Greenpoint on Manhattan, close to India Street. Now, if on Manhattan Avenue. Now, if you've never been to New York, it's okay. I'll paint the picture for you. There are what's called bodegas, fruit stands, grocery stores, like right next to each other. Every single place you go, people are selling food. And if you're in a bougie place, they're selling organic food. There's delis every single place. Now, I drove down two blocks before India Street on Kent Street. I see a green awning that says The Garden, and it's a bougie place, which would definitely have an organic chicken there for me to buy. But I say, but that's two blocks from India Street. He said it's on India. So I drive down to India, and there are two other green awning food places. And so my intuition, very loud and clear, said it's the place on Kent. But my logic said, maybe there's something I'm missing. And so in the pouring rain, I parked the car. I went into the one fruit stand, no chicken. Went into the other bodega, no chicken. And then I had to walk two blocks in the rain, the cold rain, to the bougie place where I knew it was. And I was pissed. I wasn't pissed at Brian. I was pissed at me ignoring my own intuition. The truth is that I did stop. I did drop, but I didn't roll. So even psychic mediums who do this for a living get caught up. We still think that our logic is smarter. And it really takes a couple of times of, you know, thank God it's not being hit by a car. But, you know, a couple of times of ignoring that to have that sort of interference to really put that two and two together. The associations that when you just pay attention to your intuition, you can go with it. My logic said all these wackadoodle things like maybe this little fruit stand has it and it's cheaper. Maybe I don't even know that, you know, but like, where are you going to get cheaper roasted organic chickens anyhow? There's like no such thing. So like even my logic wasn't even making sense. I don't know. So the other thing, a little side note to this story is it's also a reminder that texts, when you text message, it's never the actual words that you're writing. It's also the energy that you're projecting. Every single time, even if your boyfriend, girlfriend, mom, dad, sister, brother, friend is not intuitive, they always get the energy, even if their logic says something else. So in my moment of being really wet and angry at myself, I sent a text to Brian saying, next time, could you please give me more detail? And he felt that. So I had to apologize later. And I should have said, either I shouldn't have texted or I should have said, I'm not angry with you, but next time, could you give me more detail, you know? Because the truth of the matter is I wasn't angry at him. I was angry at myself for stopping, dropping, and not rolling with what my intuition said. So I would encourage you to do this with the small things first. Don't attempt to stop, drop, and roll with your decision of grad school if you've never stopped, dropped, and rolled before, because your mind is not going to let you stop. And it might let you drop, but it definitely won't let you roll. So you need to start building up what I call that psychic self-esteem. Start on a Saturday. Stop, drop, and roll as to whether you should do laundry or go grocery shopping first. Start there. Start with an alternate route home. Should I take the detour or should I take the long way? Start, stop, dropping, and rolling with that. So we're going to go to break, and when we get back, we'll wrap up our conversation about stop, drop, and roll.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of The Power of Intuition. And I'm your host, Reverend Betsy Cohen. We've been talking about the only way to get in touch with your intuition. Now, things like taking care of your body and meditation, eating right, and just respecting your own body and your own opinions are definitely ways to allow yourself to have your intuition speak louder. But you're never really going to tune into your intuition without that intent and without that awareness. And that's what this stop, drop, and roll is getting you into the practice of, creating that awareness. I ran into a friend on the train today, and she said, I think the hardest part about that is stopping. And I said, indeed it is. So what I recommend you doing is making it a part of your daily practice. Maybe you want to set alarms on your phone so that every 2 hours, literally, every 2 hours, your alarm says, check your intuition. And you stop at your desk and you drop into your gut and you say, what is the question on my mind? And you figure out what your gut says and you get the yes or the no and you go with it. And if you really did that, you would be on a fast path to really flying. Because when you pay attention to your intuition, everything goes smoothly. Notice my story yesterday about looking for this organic chicken in the rain. Nothing went smoothly, but that's because I didn't roll with what my gut had done. If I had just rolled with what my gut had done, I would have gotten 3 times less wet, and I would have gone to the right store. I wouldn't have sent Brian an angry text. I would have gotten back with the chicken more, and I wouldn't have been pissed because I would have paid attention to my intuition. The reality is that if you're ever looking for outside approval, commiseration, or anything like that, confirmation that your intuition is right, you're never going to find it. So if I had gone to the garden where the chicken had been, my mind would always wonder, is there cheaper organic chicken at these other bodegas? And although I could have asked Brian, he wouldn't have known because he hadn't gone to those places. So I would never have gotten that answer. So it's kind of up to you. Do you want to stop, drop, and roll and just keep rolling, moving on to the next? Or are you going to be stuck with, but I never explored those 2 other bodegas. Maybe there's chicken that was $1 cheaper there. Maybe there was. I'll never know. Are you going to let that bother you? Now, this is kind of a funny small example, but let's say you're talking about 2 lovers. How about that? Do I go with Johnny or Steve? And you stop, drop, and roll, and you get to go with Johnny, well, you'll never know what would have happened with Steve. And that's just the way the world works. But I guarantee you, if you start to build up your psychic self-esteem and you stop, drop, and roll on a regular basis with the small things, laundry versus grocery shopping first, you'll start to know that you fall into what I call divine timing, and things unfold for themselves. You simply won't have time to dwell on the decisions that you didn't make. You will just keep moving forward, and new and better things will keep coming into your life where you won't even be stuck to be, you won't even be able to be stuck on the past, because so many exciting things will be coming to you without effort. So if you don't put alarms on your phone, perhaps you want to do it every time you brush your teeth, or maybe every time you eat. What is the thing on your mind that you're unsure about? Stop, drop, and roll about it. And, you know, once you start to get into that practice, I guarantee you, your life will change. The way the universe works is if you ignore the universe for so many years and you don't pay attention to your intuition, the universe kind of gives up. I mean, the universe is always giving you signs, but they're so subtle. And so once you start to put your attention and intention into this, the universe works in technicolor. It really highlights things. You'll start to get it. The lessons become more intense. Now, sometimes it depends on where you are in the path. Sometimes the stakes are higher, but sometimes not, because the universe always shows you the lesson in a small way. If you don't get it in a small way, it shows you in a larger way. If you don't get it in the larger way, it shows you in a massive way. And then if you don't see it in the massive way, then you literally get hit over the head with it. And I mean literally, you might get hit in the head. So let's try to start off with the small ways. And you can start off with the small ways by stopping, dropping, and rolling with what your gut says. So we're at the end of the show. I hope to hear from you all. In the meantime, you can go to my website, newyorkcitypsychic.com, and I will be back next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
How's your game? Want to improve your performance, focus, and motivation? Then you need Aspire Athletic Consulting. Stop second-guessing yourself. Move your game to the next level. Bring back the fun of the sport. Help your child build confidence and self-esteem through sports. Contact Dale at Aspire Athletic Consulting for a free 15-minute power session to get unstuck today. Your greatest athletic performance is just a phone call away at 801-604-0294 or visit aspireconsulting.vpweb. Motivational coaching for athletic excellence. Aspire to greatness.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower Radio Program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your neo-sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
TalkingAlternative.com.